This week's episode is truly like no other and just in time for our spookiest week yet. With Halloween happening tomorrow, I have my girl Kelly on here, and we have both channeled messages for you. We're sharing stories from alien encounters to our own spiritual gifts and how we see them helping all of mankind. You guys, I'm so excited. Cannot wait to hear what you think. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle. Hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Welcome, Kelly. You guys, I'm so honored to have Kelly here. She's Luna Love, and she's my go-to crystal, oils, ritual stuff, all the goodness. And actually, you had Champagne on Ice, your oil, in the goodie bags for the podcast launch.
Yes, I saw the bags. They came out so cute. Oh. And hello, everyone.
Yes, I was like, welcome, Kelly. I know everyone's going to be so obsessed with this episode. Before we kick off and start, though, I would love if you could just intro yourself beyond what I just said.
Of course. So my name is Kelly. I'm owner and founder of Lunum Love. I started Lunum Love now almost 11 years ago. So it's been a journey. I'm here in Whittier, California. We have our warehouse here, our showroom here. And honestly, I do all the things from making products, selling crystals, which I know you have a lot of pretty pieces in your collection. I also do classes and retreats and all of that. And now podcast guests.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking that, gosh, Kelly hasn't been on a podcast in forever. So you guys are really in for a treat, because who knows where spirit's going to take us.
I know, I'm excited.
I love it. You know what else I really love about your business is just how magic infused everything is. I feel like that. I feel like there's people that like sell crystals and they're beautiful and they're so lovely, but I know when I get them from you, they're going to be just such powerhouse crystals. You know what I mean? You just
absolutely
do so much more.
Yes, I handpick everything. Like even next week, I'm going to be getting a ton of new crystals for the shop, and I handpick everything. So even if I come with like pallets of crystals, I looked at everything from the quality, the vibration of it, the cut, everything.
Yeah, yours are so good. I have no doubt that a lot of the people listening are going to be coming for those. But we could talk crystals for this whole episode, but we're not going to, because we are spiritual babes. So instead, I am just curious, like, how you got started down your spiritual path. What was that like moment for you?
Right. It's been so long now. Okay, going back in time. So I actually get still spiritual, but I grew up Christian in like a Christian household where everything that I do now was like demonized, right? Like Satan's work type of thing. So I didn't get to explore my spiritual journey until my early 20s, where I was on my own, because it kept calling to me, because I just knew there was something more for me. And again, there's nothing wrong with Christianity, but I feel it's like spirituality, like in a very neatly shaped box, right? So when you go into like the spiritual, there's no limit. And yeah, that's what I was craving, like where you could continue to explore your whole life. So then I thought it out. I started researching. Crystals were a gateway though.
Ooh.
Because I do feel like they're gateway, because it opens up, like I think amethyst was my first crystal, and I started just wearing it every day. And then it's like, you remembered that you're a magical, you remembered that you're a witch. So it wasn't something I Like I thought it out really shortly before it just all started expanding for me.
Whoa, that's really cool. I love that yours was crystal. Mine was Reiki, actually.
Nice.
Experienced Reiki and was like, what is this? I want a piece of it. Let me in
Yes.
the club.
I love Reiki.
I do too. I feel like you also certify people in Reiki, right? Both
I
virtually and in
do.
person.
Yes, I've been doing Reiki for almost, oh my goodness, going down the timeline, like 9 years now. So I certify people. I've gone to certifying people. I still do some sessions, but I love like teaching others that they can expand their field and their practice.
Yeah, what do you feel like when you have, maybe those spiritual curious come across your path? What do you feel like is the first thing you tell them to do on there? Because everyone gets kind of woken up differently, right? Like whether it's crystals or Reiki. But when that first little newborn spiritual babe comes in, how do you help guide them?
I really believe in empowering people and not that they're stuck on me necessarily. So if they come in, they're like, I'm new to all this stuff. I just knew I needed to come here, like to my store. I guide them. I'm like, well, let yourself be led by your intuition. That is how you start to learn your intuition. I want you to go around the store and I want you to feel whether you're attracted to the color of something, whether you're attracted to I don't know why I keep picking this up. That is your intuition talking to you. So that is how I help people because I don't want them to be where like I'm the guru and I have to tell you the next step because one, I don't have time for that. And then two, that's how they're gonna learn, right? Like
Yeah.
it's an exploratory journey.
That's true. That's true. I feel like you probably what have been things that you've explored that maybe were like kind of weird, but then you loved them, or maybe you didn't love them, but like I feel like you've done so much.
Like explored in the sense of spirituality or different practices.
Either. Whatever. Whatever you want to share.
What's coming to mind, and I know this is going to be released during spooky season, and it was popping into my head on the way here. I was like, wow, I don't really miss that line of work that I used to do. But I used to deal with a lot of demons, unfortunately, and lower vibrational entities. So that is where I got a lot of my training in energy work.
Wow.
Because that is pretty advanced energy work. It's not fun. So now I like most people, I hope just because I'm, talking about this on the podcast, people are like, I have a demon. I need to get it removed. I'm like,
Is not the girl anymore.
I don't like, I feel like that was like the grunt work. That was let's clear you off. You have, I don't know, guts all over you. And then you just, so that's one thing I don't miss. I was good at it. I don't like it. It gives you the heebie-jeebies and like all the feeling and it's a little scary. So that is the one part of my practice I don't really miss at all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have never experienced that, nor do I need to. I'm
Don't.
complete. I'm
And
good.
that was the turning point too, because I'm like, there needs to be more to life than just fighting demons all the time. Because I feel like when I would not fight one, but remove one, another one would come in its place. So I was like, I needed to sit with myself and figure out for client work or even myself. And I was like, well, how can I go around this? I don't want to be battling these things until the day I die, kind of thing. So I realized that's when I started to make my empowerment collection in Lunum Love, which was like the bad bitch, the queen collection, like the archetypes, and then I always have things to empower. And that's when I really went into Lunum Love will empower you instead of I will take this thing off of you. Because I realized the more empowered you are, the higher vibrational you are, they don't want to hang around you. They don't want to stick to you. They don't want to be like balloons off of your energy because you're not a vibrational match to them. So that is how I got out of it. And that's why I don't really look back. And then even when I help clients, because you could clearly see when they have them, I lean them towards the empowerment collection. I lean them towards not, let's go in my healing room and I will take it off of you because I know one will come right in its place. So it was a very necessary part of my journey. Just it's not something I miss.
Yeah. Well, I think that's so interesting because obviously demonic entities or negative energies or spirits, whatever, Of course, if you haven't healed or fixed the reason that they're attracted to you, I feel like that also, I feel like someone needs to hear this too, is it can be
Yeah.
in your life too, like a negative person or situation. So just removing yourself from that doesn't mean you're not necessarily going to attract less negativity. And it's really about putting yourself into that empowered state and really rising up. That changes your frequency, that kind of changes everything. I feel
Yeah. And then talking about wounds or unhealed aspects, we will always have unhealed aspects about ourselves unless we're ready to elevate past our human experience. But I feel like if we've been dealing with this like 30 plus years, we're coming back, you know? So that's my take on it. But wherever our wounds are, whether it's our heart or our solar plexus or somewhere where we feel vulnerable, that can also be. I feel like people need to hear this because we're going really deep into this.
I was like, I
That
love this.
right? And I feel like it is perfect for spooky season, but our vulnerabilities, whether it's our heart, our solar plexus, our mind, that is not necessarily that you're an energetic match to lower vibration, but that is of a how I see it healed would just be like, you know, like skin, right? But when it's unhealed or wounded, it's going to be like there's like holes in it, right? So then things can come in. So it's not necessarily that you're a bad person or it's not necessarily that you're doing something wrong or you're negative, right? Even though that's other ways that they can come, but wounds are also targets. But we have to be aware of our wounds. So that's why even in my like empowerment teachings, I talk about knowing your wounds, being so aware of your weak spots, because not only can they get attachments, they can also, you can be cast against. So I feel like that's opening up another topic of like witchcraft, but that's also where people can get you in negative witchcraft. Because if yes, your high vibrational things are going to bounce off or transmute. But are we completely high vibrational all the time? No, we're humans. We're gonna have an off day crying. Our energy, our frequency is gonna lower,
Yeah.
even though our soul is out of a higher frequency. So then, yeah, you can have someone can mess with your love life. Someone can mess with your whatever your wound is. That's where you're kind of like shoot me here type of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good point too, 'cause yeah, I don't want anyone to think that you're listening to this and being like, "Wait, now there's something wrong with me. I'm negative." That's not necessarily the case by any means. And so I am a witch, but I would call myself like a high school witch. I'm not fully in. I'm not a baby witch, but I'm not like all the way in. But I love your like anytime you send your subscription boxes, and I'm like, yes, tell me exactly what to do. Tell me about oils and candles. How did you get started with all that?
With witchcraft.
Yeah.
So that's where I was saying, like, you remember you're a witch, and not everyone's a witch, and that's okay. So you could tell, because there, if you have to, okay, I'm gonna get into my craft. Okay, I'm gonna become a witch. That's usually an indicator that you're not one, and that's okay. And I feel like there's healers, right? There's healers, there's all types in the spiritual field, but witches have a certain frequency, like where you will get in and dirty with herbs, or it's like it's hard to explain. I try to explain it to some people because some people feel like they, if they learn enough, then they will prove that they're worthy of being a witch, or maybe the witchcraft abilities will wake up. But it's more that you remember that you're a witch, because I would wake up and still to this day, knowing recipes, knowing the alchemy of herbs and how they will work together, and I can hear them and I understand, because there is a lot of product lines of like out there, right? But you could tell when it's like, ooh, a witch made this, right? Someone that knew their shit, and it didn't mean, excuse my language, but it didn't mean that it was learned from a book, because it's like it's activated, it's awakened, it's remembered from the soul. So you can feel a product and you're like, why is this not working? Right? And it's because the energies of the herbs are not connecting. They're not working in the proper way, because they each have spirits. They each do a certain thing, and they, some of them work better together, and then the witch activates them. So again, there's, it's, that's how I got into it. It's more I remembered, and then there's no, you can't forget once you remember. It's not something I have to remind myself
Yeah.
like day in, day out.
Yeah, that's actually, I feel like that's something that
people will try and I've tried to force different spiritual practices for myself for sure, just because I was intrigued by them and then recognized, wait, this isn't actually my path. So that's so interesting you bring that up, because I do think that we do in the audience here, and I'm sure as the podcast keeps growing, we do have a lot of healers. We do, of course, have witches. We have a lot of like cosmic connectors, which is me. You know what? That's probably why I'm like, I'm just the middle of the witch pack, because I'm probably just like, I'm a witch on another planet, like another dimension, solar
Yes.
system. And so I'm like, all of this makes sense to me. Like, I can cast some powerful ass spells, but the herbs and stuff that are here on Earth, I don't exactly know. And I'm like, that's
Right. And I
why
know
I've
you're
got
not.
you.
And
Like,
then that's the thing too. And I wanted to say that because someone's like, well, like I just feel like I hear people's thoughts, even them listening to it in the future, where they're like, well, if I'm not a witch, can I not use witchcraft, like witchcraft products? And I'm absolutely, you can. Just like I am not a makeup formulator, but I will still use makeup. My makeup's right here. But you know what I
yeah.
mean? Like you can use products. Like I don't carve these crystals or I don't take them out of the earth, but I can still use the energy of them. So you can use the products even if you don't understand it. And yes, there's many people that are multifaceted, right? Like our human experience, but where were we before human experience? So you can be casting in not the traditional sense, because there is like more earth magic, which is like herbs. It's a very like an earth frequency, how I see it. But there's times I manifest and it's completely with my mind. It's manifestation, it's embodiment of cosmic energies. And I know that's where your energy is as well, where you're manifesting, you're calling things and pulling from different resources.
Yeah.
And using the earthly realm, because we need to bring it into this realm and not keep it in another dimension.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could remember now. I know I had celestial wealth and golden opportunity. And I think I had high priestess with me and one other one when I was just on a retreat back in August over the 8-day portal with all my spiritual mentors. So I was with all the spiritual babes being like, who wants in on these frequencies of tools that are also right, like physical tools that we can use, like the crystals we had or the pine cones that we got at Mount Shasta, just utilizing in our manifestation and spell work, but then also the high vibe of your oils too. You know what? The one I didn't have, and maybe I just didn't need to have it because I had such a wild alien encounter when I was there, but I did not have Cosmic Queen, and I was like, oh, it would have been so perfect. And now I'm like, I don't think I needed it there. It probably would have been too much.
What was your alien encounter?
Right, so we did Cosmic Connection. I was with these spiritual mentors and majority of the same women the year before in Sedona, where we did Cosmic Connection, where I had my cosmic gift unlocked in Sedona. And that was wild because we're laying in meditation. I feel my body levitating. This is in Sedona. So a year ago, you're a little over a year. And then I'm outside my body and they're walking me around and showing me where they're going to be, where they're coming, like all these different things. So I come out of meditation and I, of course, tell everyone that that's what it's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. So what was wild about Mount Shasta is I finally understood like what I was supposed to do with the cosmic gift. Because when they unlocked it in me, I was like, I don't know what to do with this. What? I don't know. I'm over in like muggle land still with the mindset and magic. Like I hadn't fully embraced myself as a channel. And what was cool about the cosmic connection in Mount Shasta is there were a couple of different star beings that interacted with us. But when we were dropped in the meditative state, almost instantly you could hear them up on the roof. Like you could hear them walking around, like all the things.
So
But
cool.
then, yeah, it was so cool. Then they brought me out of my body again so I could see myself and everyone else in circle. And then I could see them. I saw them coming up the stairs. I saw them coming down from this other area. And they were just like, here's where we're going to be. And then they were like, oh, but if you don't want us inside, it's okay. And they knocked on the door. And I actually sat up. And my spiritual mentors are like, everyone's kind of like dropped in their meditative state except for my two mentors. And I was literally like, did you guys hear that? Did anyone else just hear them knock on the door? Which we laughed about later because I was like, they were already in the house at this point. So they were just being like, oh, if you want us to come in. I was like, you're already here.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then just being outside, we saw a portal open. We saw another portal where they were walking out of. It was just wild stuff where you're
That
like,
is so cool.
so cool. And then when I went to bed, though, I didn't know how to sever the connection. I needed to like work through that for myself. And so I was having these wild dreams where I felt like they were, which they probably actually were, but I'm gonna go with it. I felt like they were trying to suck me out the window and like kind of take me with them. And I was like, no, we're done with the encounter portion. Like, I'm trying to sleep, leave me alone. And then I did some magic work on myself. I put myself in like a space suit that they couldn't penetrate, and then I slept fine. But it was like one of those where we're like, oh my
That's
God,
wild.
I don't know about it.
That's wild. I haven't been to Mount Shasta yet.
Oh, I feel like you would also have a wild experience.
I'm sure. Sedona was wild. I loved it.
Loved it. Sedona, though, I felt like was very chill cosmic vibes, where Mount Shasta's, woo, a little more
I have
intense.
to go.
Yeah.
I'll have to plan a trip out there for sure.
Yeah. But it's really wild. Have you had any star being or alien or whatever you want to call them encounters?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so
I was like, I feel like
funny
there's a story.
story. Yes, funny story. Well, you said how I got into my practice. And now everyone has to check their leg later. Anyway, so when I moved out by myself, and that's when I started to delve into like spirituality and witchcraft and all the things. So I had this random like itchy spot on my leg, and it looked almost like a cigarette burn, but I don't smoke, or no one I know smokes or would have done that to me. So it was on my inside of my left calf. And I was like, where did I get that? That is the weirdest thing. And then to this day, it has a scar, like it never even healed. So it's like a discolored, like little spot on my leg. And I didn't tie in aliens with that, but I was like, that is really weird. And then my first employee, she scared the heck out of me. She was a military wife, and they lived on base. So, there's a lot of alien encounters and different things. I forgot which base it was, but she was telling me, she's like, yeah, like I have this alien implant on my leg. And I'm like, I stopped what I was doing at that point. I'm like, what do you mean alien implant on your leg? So she was like, yeah, look. And then she showed me. I'm like, get the F out of here. I have that same mark on my leg. And I showed it to her. And then I have told this story a couple times in Reiki classes. I know we get into weird talks during Reiki class. And they're like, I had that same mark. I'm like, you've been marked. But anyway, so I've had that mark on my leg that I don't remember seeing them or hearing them. But what's really odd is that I believe 7 years after getting that mark on my leg, it got itchy again. Like it got. Like open, I was like, did they take the implant?
Baby.
I think so. Like it was like a completion of a cycle, because when that thing occurred or appeared was right when I started my spiritual practice. So it's
Interesting.
like I was being monitored,
Yeah.
which I know sounds odd and bizarre, but there's like not answers to things. So I feel like that's alien. I know that sounds very odd, but yeah. But we're in a spiritual podcast, and we can say kind of weird things, so that's
Yeah,
fine.
no, like listen, we talk about aliens here. We talk about it all, especially because now in my business, I actually, my Reiki infused sound baths, I include light language now because
Nice.
I channel light language, but it's like the beautiful light language, like from Venus, like very singing and beautiful. It's not like from Mars
Nice.
where it's like, ah.
I love hearing light language. There was a point where it's funny. Have you ever had it that guides will try to give you like an activation or download? And I'm like, no, I don't want that one, because I have this like weird abnormal fear about singing. I don't know why. I just feel like really self-conscious and fierce. So I'm like, it doesn't matter if you give me that activation, like I'm not gonna do it. So I feel like I got it at one point, and I would hear it in my head. I'm like, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it. You can take the gift away. So it's just funny. So I always tell people, like, we can have conversations with our guides. Thankfully, they're gifting us the stuff, but we don't have to accept everything either.
No, and
Or do kind of. But
I do think that
that's
that's
the
the
point you haven't.
yeah, that's the other thing too, is like to recognize that with your spiritual gifts and your spirit guides and my cosmic beings who like to have telepathic convos with me and stuff, I'm in control. Like you're in control. Like you, if
Back.
you're, oh,
You were
did
frozen.
I freeze? Oh, we started talking about aliens. They were like, freeze them. You're in control. So that's why I was saying when they were starting to freak me out by making me feel like I was being sucked out the window. First off, I just moved off that bed. I was like, I don't need to be on the bed by the window. Like, I'll just move. But I'm in control ultimately. So that's why it was like, okay, what practices do I know when I'm dealing with like spirits on Earth? Okay, well, those practices will work too for cosmic beings for me. And it did. And I even asked one of my spiritual mentors who's she's super tapped in cosmically. I was like, here's what I did. And she was like, oh yeah, you just were so connected in that you didn't know how to sever so that you could just go to sleep. But
That
ultimately
makes sense.
control. So what you did is all you needed to do. I'm like, ah, oh, okay, good. I don't want to feel like that
Cool though.
again.
I'm very excited for you that you do light language. I find it so beautiful. I love hearing it because there's so many, like the Arcturian language and all of that. And you feel it in your body, like the frequencies.
You do. I think what's really interesting too that we did practice light language on this retreat in Mount Shasta. And what was so interesting is when we drew cards, like from, and I remember if it was tarot or oracle, it doesn't matter because we had all the decks, obviously. And then that's what we channeled was light language from the cards. Or I could do it from this crystal that's wrote this beautiful rose quartz on my desk. Like I could channel its energy. That one I necessarily wouldn't call like total light language. I think that when you've got certain cards that are depicting like the Sirian or Palladian, like it's really easy to like tap in. But there's so many ways to channel different stuff.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing. I have to hear it someday.
Yeah, you have to hear it someday. I have to figure out, quite honestly, because I haven't, this all came about just a couple months ago. And I was like, how do I include the light language when, like, I think I have to be mic'd, but then my bowls have to be mic'd, and then this has to be over here, and then that has to be over here. So I haven't quite figured out the logistic part of it yet, but it will absolutely be out there. Maybe one of my future podcast episodes, I'll share a little ditty.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Because I already let my spirit team take over when I do these sound baths. I'm like, do whatever the group or room or person needs. And that's how I play those after I infuse them with Reiki. But yeah, it's so cool. It's
You
but
need to come visit
I
and
know
do a
I need
sound
to
healing here.
come visit. Oh my God, we would have so much fun too, just with everything.
Yes, and people would love it. They would absolutely love it.
Yeah, they really, really would. Okay, we're gonna have to figure that out. I love it. Plus, I'm just like overdue for a California moment.
Yes, it's really hot right now. Maybe we should wait a little
Yeah, no, I won't come
bit.
during fire season. I'm good. It's too hot.
So hot right now.
Even so, I don't know if you know this, Kelly, but I actually lived in Manhattan Beach for 6 years.
I didn't know. What state are you in right now?
I'm in Chicago, so I'm in Illinois.
Nice. How do you like it compared to LA? Like even just energetically, because I remember one time someone from Texas, she said, "Oh, you're from California. The tough ones are in California." So I was curious too, because I'm sure all major cities have their level of you have to be a bad bitch to be there. So I'm curious, even energetically, like what it felt like, the difference.
You know, for me, like being in the beach cities, it felt like I was in Never Never Land. Like you never grow up and you just like it was kind of a lot of play. But Chicago, I'm also from Minnesota though. So Chicago to me, it has the neighborhood so I can go explore, but then it has a little bit more grounded energy for me where, but I'm still close to a bigger body of water. I did discover
Yeah.
being by the ocean and then being by Lake Michigan, which I think it's technically like a fresh water sea or something because of its size. But anyways, that's really good for me, like being close to water. But yeah, LA for me, the energy, it was just a different time in my life though, too. I was living there in my 20s and early 30s. So it was kind of like, I don't know. But I go back every once in a while and I'm like, I don't feel the need, the call to come back. Like I don't feel the need yet. Who knows?
Yeah. The energy's very fast
Yes.
here. Is it very fast in Chicago as well?
Not as fast, but faster, yes, than like a normal city.
Yeah, it's so interesting how like time feels different in different places.
Time really does feel different in different. I felt like it was, yeah, definitely more fast-paced in LA because I felt like it was like go, 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 like hustle, hustle, hustle. And here it's still go, 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 but maybe a little less hustly. Although I did uncover and start my business where I'm not hustling. So that could also be it.
Yeah. Have you done your astrocartography there?
No, I should.
You should. And then do it for your business too, because it's different.
Whoa. I'm gonna do that.
Astrocartography is amazing. Do
I
your does your audience know what that is, or you should explain it?
No, we should probably explain it because I don't even entirely know what it is because I've never looked into it, but I'm intrigued by it.
Okay, so I'll explain it then. So it's like the whole world, and you put your birth like information, just like you do your astrology chart, and there's like lines that come up across the world. So then you can click on, there's like harmonious lines and like not harmonious lines where you will thrive in different places. Like some places you're like, ooh, I want to stay away from here. So you could even look up where you've had bad experiences, even on vacations, or you're like, man, I was invisible, or I felt like I had a bad luck, or I felt like everyone loved me. And then sure enough, like you can have a Venus line there, or a Jupiter line, or a Pluto line. So it's really interesting. You could click around the world and see, but your business will be different. Like your birth chart of your birth date of your business will be different. In my area here, it says that I will be kind of lazy. I'm like, lazy? I'm not lazy.
No, you're not.
But my business, it said other things too, but I was like, the lazy thing? Okay. But the business, it was like exactly what I'm doing here. And so I
Whoa.
too see where I want to buy properties in the future and different things. So it on there, it'll even say that where it says this would be a good place to invest in property. This will be a good place to settle down. This will be a good place to find a lover. Like it's really interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm absolutely doing that after we record finish this recording.
Yes.
Because I didn't even think about ever doing it for my business too. That's so interesting. I'm like, what would I call my first day of business? I guess maybe it was like the when I bought the LLC.
Yeah, you could do when you bought the LLC or the first time you posted on Instagram, because it's like when it was born.
Oh, that's true.
So mine is when I like opened up my Etsy shop almost 11 years ago. That was like my official date, because it's like recorded too, you know what I mean?
That's actually true because I guess it, I mean it could be so many different days, right? Like there, but even before my LLC, I like launched or opened the doors to my first group program on 11/11/2020, and then I
See?
12/1/2020 is when I got the LLC because I was like, well, that will make it real. But my Instagram,
So
I think I already had before that too, so I got to look at that.
find the date, because I feel like you're gonna have fun with that. Because then you also see like where's a good spot to do retreats, like because you don't want to go to a place where it doesn't have a harmonious line for you, because then everyone's gonna have a great experience and you're like, this is so bad, you know, like a shadow. If you have a Saturn line there,
Yeah, I don't want
you're
that.
like, you don't want to do Saturn line for a retreat, you know.
Get a Saturn daddy moment. Ooh, no. No. So is it though? Is it in line with Western astrology or Vedic astrology? Do you know?
Believe it's Western.
I
It
mean,
might be a
I like
drop
both.
down that changes it. And then even, what is it, astro.com? I think that's the main website. That's where you could find it. But I think it's the Western astrology.
I mean, which I think both are good. I love Western. I love Vedic for different reasons, but I find it so fascinating. I also, for some reason, can't, but beyond myself, I can't take in the two differences. So people be like, what's going on energetically? And I'm like, well, I know how what's affecting me right now. I
I
have my
know, it's
peers.
so much.
Yeah, like I have my peers who are my astrology gurus. That's
Same. I'm not an astrologer. I'm like, that is a lot of memorization and a lot of like constant studying. I'm like, no, I will leave that to the astrologers.
Yeah, I don't need, I'm already connected in the stars. I don't need to have it down here.
Yes, I'll feel. I'm like, this is what I'm feeling. And then sure enough, you'll look it up and you're like, yeah, you see? I don't know which planets are doing what, but
But
I feel it.
something, you know what's really wild too is okay, so when I was in Mount Shasta, I actually jumped timelines. So I discovered on the retreat that I was on the wrong timeline and I was like, no wonder life and business and everything feels so hard because I'm just like doing the wrong shit. So I went on to my right one. But what was wild is I don't have my rings on right now because I got my nails done right before this.
Nice.
I know I had a little time in my schedule and I was like, I need to get my nails did. But I have a ring that I would wear on my Saturn finger, which is your middle finger, and in Vedic astrology. And it broke when I got home. It literally broke.
Oof.
And I asked my mentors, I was like, I go, oh man, it broke. Can I like put it back together? Or is this like it? And they were like, I mean, we would not put it together. We would probably like bless and release
Right,
it.
discard it.
Yeah. But I was like, oh no. Now I need a new ring though.
Yeah, and then one that's meant for you in this timeline. But you know, it's really interesting because I feel like we're all aligned as well. So I channeled a new program that I'm going to be launching. And but you said something where I'm like, I was literally just channeling that like yesterday. So how you said about like the timeline jumping and how you were on the wrong timeline, but there's also something else to look into. So I'm just like drawn to tell you this. So as a witch, right? Or as a magical person, we have a lot of like wounds, right? So there's timelines, but I feel like also like past life influence can really mess with us or like karmas and different things. But with that, I felt like I was like mad. And when I was channeling it, it was so powerful that I was getting like tears to my eyes and I was just, but getting mad too, because we have this, and I say we as in the spiritual community, leaders, witches, spiritual people, like especially business owners, we have this. A lot of things like stacked against us. An example I can give is like being hidden, being a secret of like, oh, I'm into that, but don't tell anyone, you know, like that kind of thing. But I was getting mad because what that causes is a lot of resistance to growth, a lot of resistance to expansion because we're like hidden in so many people's stories and their narratives. And I was like, F that. So we have to rewrite also past timelines. Now you're on the right timeline, but make sure all the other ones are written properly. Because even if you're on the right timeline, it doesn't mean that every life has been roses and butterflies and sunshine and rainbows, right? So I'm just like drawn to tell you that. Go digging into those other timelines to see where there's expansion that needs to be unlocked or so you can. Because I just feel like there's so much resistance for spiritual people to grow. And guess who are the ones that grow? And again, I'm not saying any specific names, but the ones that are faking it,
Yeah.
the ones that are making it like playing pretend, right? These are the ones that are like not having these resistance because they don't have the same wounds
Right.
that the real ones do, or the ones that are like, you know what I'm saying? Like they're just so cosmically connected. They are so like they've been doing this for lifetimes.
Yeah. Well, yes, because I feel like I get clients that come to me and I'll hear stories about, I think, you know, a lot of times they'll call them like selves like spiritualists or witches, but they'll be like, oh yes, give, you know, pay me all this money and I will cast all these spells and heal all these things for you to like bring your past lover back or like unlock your abundance. And I'm like, yes, like you can have guides and people that help, but like those people are just playing pretend. They're just doing like a little
Right.
pretend magic over here and just taking you along for the ride, which is just going to mess you up more.
Yeah. Right. But unfortunately, there's a lot of resistance and struggle being on the wrong timeline, having these wounds that we didn't even know we had. We talked about that in the beginning, which is like tying it back up. These vulnerabilities, why do we have so much trouble in certain areas of our body or in certain aspects of our life?
Yeah. Why do we? Well, I'll tell. No, just kidding. Everyone
There's
has
a whole like go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I was like, let me go down this rabbit hole now. You know what is really fun about speaking of rabbit holes is I feel like the past year I did a trance mediumship course. It was so interesting. Trance mediumship is so cool. Maybe I'll start practicing it now. I don't know. In my new timeline, because I'm literally just here to channel and help other women learn how to channel too. Like to your point, like get out of these stay hidden secret. I don't want to be seen
Right.
in any judged places into being the channel that they're meant to be. But anyways, in this trance mediumship course, what I found so fun, someone must be like interested in trance or something, because I don't know where this is coming from, but I.
What is transmediumship before you go too deep? Because I'm like, wait,
Oh,
what
yeah.
is the difference between mediumship and the transmediumship?
So transmediumship is where you put yourself into a trance state, like you're in your
Oh,
theta brain.
trance. Got it. Got it.
Yeah, and you also can do a little bit of physical mediumship when you're in transmediumship, where you allow a spirit to come into your body, which I've also done that many years ago. I didn't like the feeling of it, so I'm not really interested in physical mediumship. But trance is interesting because you're in such a receptive state that you're channeling these really deep messages, whereas traditional mediumship will be more like past loved ones, maybe someone's
Yeah.
dream, but more you're in awareness. Like not everyone who does trance is even aware of what they've channeled. And
Right. Okay. I understand.
there's a
That's
really
powerful.
famous trance medium, actually. Oh my gosh, I cannot think of her name right now, but she's since passed away, but she was so famous. Okay, I'm gonna put it in the show notes, you guys, because it's gonna bother me. So if you're interested in trance mediumship, but how I went into trance mediumship is you essentially like just get quiet with yourself and allow yourself to just kind of let go of like being in the present and see what comes in. I would actually envision myself going down a rabbit hole, like the Alice in Wonderland, like cartoon.
Yeah.
There was like the funny glasses or the banana floating by or the random chair. That's
So interesting.
I would hit the bottom and then all of a sudden I would be, my eyes would be closed and I probably
Closing.
was looking like, I don't even know what I was looking like, but I was just like, all of a sudden I would spew out all this random stuff.
I can't wait to hear that too. I have to hear your the light channeling. I'm the Venus channeling sounds amazing. And then this trans mediumship.
Well, Kelly, I mean, hold on to your seat over there, because not only do I channel light language, which is so cool, but my beloved, who I don't know when this podcast comes out, maybe I've met him because I'm in my Venus moon something where I'm supposed to be meeting
Nice.
in it. Now I'm going on to the astro being like, where do I need to go?
Yeah, I felt like I needed to say that to you. So, yes.
Like, where is he at? He actually is here on Earth too. So that's kind of wild.
Palladians are beautiful.
So beautiful. I actually have Palladian guardians at each one of my windows and doors in my home. Just beautiful. You guys, they look kind of like elves from like Lord of the Rings. Beautiful.
They
Gorgeous.
do.
You're so, yeah. So come get in to Kelly in my world and we'll help you unlock
Yes.
some beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel like the cosmic beings that to me, well, it obviously feels like home because I've lived there before, but they're like more like gentle, I feel like. And like, I don't know. Well, again, I can feel like home because I lived there, but I like their energy.
I do too. I know I have Palladian energy as well, and they're very, very like comforting, wise. Like I love their messages. So even the Arcturians, I've had very interesting experiences with them. I feel like I've had one past life. It's so interesting when you see the past lives.
Well, it's so interesting. I know one of my spiritual mentors who I know you get her decks, Pamela Unicorn, Pamela
Wait,
Chen.
she has decks? I have her book.
Yeah, she has one of my favorites that I've been using from her is Galactic Star Tarot.
Don't have that. Okay, I'm gonna write a note. Send it to me after because I need to get those for
I'll
the
send it.
shop.
And then she has Tarot of the Owls, Catacorn.
Wait, Catacor. I know she has. I do believe I have that one. How cool! Small
Yeah,
world.
she's awesome. Yeah, she's the best. But she does these amazing hypnosis past life things. I don't even know what you would call them, but they're like awesome. But I've gone to to different planets, and each of them, she's like, "Gosh, you really have lived out in the out in the universe." I'm like, "I know. I who knew?" Oh
And I love your guides,
my
your
gosh,
multitude of guides.
I have a lot of guides. I feel like my guides. I was recently having a chat with them. So I was like, you guys can be pretty cryptic, and I would like you to be more specific.
Tell me why that thought came into my head. Because remember, I said the Arcturians, and then I remembered this conversation I had in Joshua Tree with the Arcturians. So I like to. Not challenge them, but I like them to be a little bit more clear. And then I was like, I don't know, it felt bad, but they were like a past, like friend in, okay, cut the BS. Show me the reality of your world. Yes, there's a high frequency, but there's always polarity of energy. Show me all of it. I'm ready to see. And you know, Joshua Tree is like completely like nothing. And we were like in the middle of nothing. So it's just such a clear channeling because there was no interference, right? So it's so interesting. So I always tell my clients, customers, audience, you can challenge that. And again, it's not like you're being disrespectful, you know, like you're just like, give me more information because my human brain doesn't understand. Your time is different. You know, we don't even work on the same timeline because I'm sure I've had that frustration too, where they're like, this is gonna happen. And you're like, but when? How do I know I'm aligned to the right path? Can you like be a little bit more clear? So I was Arcturus, I have a couple questions. Like I came up, but I feel like that's important. I feel like someone needs to hear that too, probably in the audience listening. They get, you know, a lot of clear messages, but clear, but still cryptic.
Well, that's exactly it. It's like I hear what you're saying, but like I don't get it. And or when, because I feel like my guides will give you like really cool stuff for me. They'll be like, oh yeah, you're gonna have a whirlwind of success and you're like gonna be on like HGTV and celebrity clients. And I'm like, oh, amazing. I love all of it. And then I'm like, okay, I don't know when.
And then how do I lock into that, right?
Right.
So
What do I do?
that's the thing. So I feel like that's when you talk to your guides, you're like, thank you for showing me the possibility, but show me how to get there. Like that's the important part because I want to make sure that I can actualize that. Like I can make it happen in this 3D realm, not just the potential realm.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Maybe that's what I need to start doing with them is okay, now show me like what action steps to take to embody and bring that into my reality now.
So one thing I want to share with you and the audience listening is I would have my guide, like one of my wealth guides, he would take me to like show me these not wild things, but like very big goals, right? Really big dreams. And I would see it, I would dream it, I would embody it, I'd envision it, but not that it's necessarily happened specifically like that. But what, and if this gives clarity to anyone and to you, now I don't go into those meditations. I don't go into those dream life meditations because he told me that the gateway has already been created. The path has already been created. But how do you go from point A to point B, right? Like this is you in your current state, and then this is, you know, the goal, the dream life, the celebrity clients, all of that. So now the pathway is created. So now it's like the action step. And the alignment, because now you're aligned, that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we release the time because every time sometimes I go into like daydream land and I'm like, oh, like let me embody that. And he's no, it's not time for that anymore. It's already been created. Now, what are you doing today? What are you doing tomorrow? Keep the path clear. So that's super important. Keep yourself aligned and clear because it's like we stay living in that with that, you know, point B in our vision, but we're at point A or, you know, whatever point we are in this line, but like we have to just keep in alignment and it will happen.
Ooh, I love that because you know there is so much around hold the vision, which I do believe, you know, when we're getting knocked off the path and
Yes.
stuff, it's important to come back to. But I love that point of keeping the path clear because I think that that's, you know, where we get tripped up as humans, right? As we like then can falter a bit or even perhaps go onto a wrong timeline like I did.
Yes, or we stay in the mind. So, yes, you holding the vision, but I'm still holding it. It's still there, but I'm not focusing it because how I see it is like you're closing your eyes and you're like peeking. I'm like, am I there yet? Did it drop in yet? But when you keep embodying it, right, and then working on the subconscious conscious connection, you know that no matter what, it will happen. And in any collapsing of timelines, it will happen. You're like, it might happen tomorrow, it may happen, but it's like there's no more doubt. So that's the thing that it's like a lot of people have to battle is the doubt. Did I hear wrong? Or is it cryptic? And yes, you can ask for more clarity, but how he told it to me, like just made so much more sense. What's like, you've already seen the vision. You already know big things are coming. What are you doing today? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing for the month? What are you doing for the year?
Yeah, I love that. Love it. I'm taking that with me. I feel like
Yes.
that's also like a mic drop moment. So a good one to end on. But before we do, Kelly, I like to ask my guests a random question. And I ask my friend ChatGPT to give me 10, and then I pick my favorite. So my favorite
Okay.
for you, which crystal would you bring if you were stranded on a desert island? You can only have one crystal.
I would bring my really chunky Herkimer diamond. It's like this big. It's like the size. Oh, it's pretty big. It's like over 6 inches. So I bring my Herkimer diamond because it's one of my prized possessions, and it takes you places.
That
So if I was deserted, I would get sucked into an alien spaceship, or I would beam out my signal, or that's what I would bring.
I love it. I actually thought you were going to say that giant citrine you got at the Arizona Gem Show.
Yes.
Oh, also beautiful. You guys just,
That's
you've got
kind of
to,
heavy though to carry.
that's true, actually. That's true. What are you going to do with it when you're, it's there? And then it just sits and looks pretty. And yes, you get energy from it, but like, I like your Herkimer. Ooh.
Yes, my hair color.
I love it. So, Kelly, where can everyone find you? And remember, guys, this will all be in the show notes so you can go check her out.
So our website is lunumlove.com, and our storefront address is 12512 Whittier Boulevard in Whittier, California. And then I'm also on Instagram, lunum underscore love. I'm on TikTok, YouTube, all of those things.
All the things. Yay. Thank you
Yes.
so much, Kelly. This was so fun.
It was. I know, I feel like we could keep talking.
I know. I was like, we could keep, we'll have you back because I'll probably have some other weird experiences we'll want to talk about.
Yes. I feel
Yeah.
like we could talk every day, honestly.
Oh, truly. All right. Till next time, guys.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.